This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man who allegedly threw a Molotov cocktail-like device into an office holding voting equipment is charged with arson. William Bryant appeared in court Wednesday in connection with the firebombing of a county building in Pagosa Springs last month. Police say that started a fire that damaged Dominion Voting Systems equipment in the county clerk's office. Bryant is a longtime critic of voting machines and of local government. Two bats in Denver have tested positive for rabies. CPR's John Daly.
One was in a bat found in the Sloan's Lake neighborhood on July 8th. The other was found in the Highlands neighborhood July 17th. The rabies virus is found in an animal's saliva and is usually spread to people and pets through a bite from a rabid animal. The city's Animal Protection Department urges people to avoid contact with bats and other wild animals. You can contact the city for help capturing an animal. Also, they advise not sleeping with open, unscrewed windows or doors. If a bat is seen inside, contact the Animal Protection Department. They also suggest not leaving pet food outside where it can attract wild animals. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado River is officially positive for invasive zebra mussels, CPR's Haley May reports.
The mussels so far have only been found in a stretch of the river below Glenwood Springs to the Utah-Colorado border. Should they spread, State Invasive Species Program Manager Robert Walters said they could clog up pipes on the western slope that water crops.
Let's say to peaches out there in the Palisade area, then either they won't get water or those irrigation water users will have to do significant maintenance to ensure they can continue to deliver water.
Other states have learned to live with zebra mussels, even when they enter drinking supply reservoirs, but mitigation efforts are costly. Austin, Texas, for example, has allocated $4 million to keep them at bay. The zebra mussels also eat plankton and native mollusks, harming the food supply and increasing the chances of toxic algae blooms. Haley May, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.